I'm getting a ham. You know, he wouldn't ask, he would say to him, for him, we'll get him.
Now, the sort of thing that you put a baby in,
crib?
I had wheels on it. And
a baby stroller?
Yeah. You'd say, I'm going out to do what with the baby? I'm going out to
stroll the baby?
Did you do that, would y'all do that when you were a kid? Or?
No.
Well, you didn't have any brothers younger than you. Sister,
I didn't have any sisters. I had younger brothers. I don't think Mama had my next youngest brother until I was maybe 5 years old or 6 years old. And then she had Robert, which is my next one down.
Okay. Now, if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
Okay.
She's due. You know.
Okay.
She's about ready to have. She's due. Usually, we go by the moon on that. I do.
Any other ways of talking about it? You'd say she was. What about if she didn't have a husband?
What would she be?
Yeah, they'd say she was. She got herself.
Let's see. She didn't have a husband. If she's pregnant, she's in trouble. Let's see.
Okay. Well, what about if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby? The woman you might send for was a
midwife. I mean, they used to use them a lot back when I was a little kid. They used to have them in the house instead of building. Or they called the doctor. The doctor come out and had them in the house.
If your boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, you'd say,
boy. Yeah, he looked like his daddy more or less.
Okay.
He's a spitting image.
What about if he got the same sort of ways his dad did? You know, he sort of mannerisms, or his dad was a drinker.
Families usually just say he's got the image of his daddy, you know. Usually they say something like spitting image, which I do too. It's just.
A child that was born to an unmarried woman is a.
Well, they used to call them a bastard. That's what my dad used to call them.
Other names you hear for them, or just a name, you know? They say, oh, he just old.
You know. Usually you didn't call people that name.
Okay.
Even, it's just not right to call somebody a bastard even if they didn't have a father. Because they can't help themselves. But that's what you would call it. I've heard it called before. My daddy does.
Now, your brother's son is called your brother's son would be.
I'd be his uncle.
Yeah, he'd be your.
My kid.
My nephew.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a child that had lost both its parents? It'd be a. That'd be
an orphan.
And they put it in
an orphan home. And usually in a big family, another part of the kin would take them in. Well, that happened one time in my family. Yeah, you never seen the kin folk off to an orphan home.
Yeah.
They'd take them in. It was like everybody in our family, the whole family I'm talking about, has a godfather and godmother. Some was helping my mom and daddy, then my godfather and godmother would take me to raise, which is the purpose of having a godfather and godmother.
Yeah.
We need more of them these days.
You're right.
Yeah, it's just something hard, no?
Somebody that would look after an orphan would be its legal
guardian.
You might say somebody has the same name as you do, and they might look a lot like you. You say, no, they're actually not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do.